anti-Semitic, and there's anti-Israel hate that's infiltrating American politics. We're seeing it on college campuses. It's infiltrating the halls of Congress. You can't empower that. You can't elevate it. You have to confront it, and you have to crush it, or it will just continue to grow legs. We'll see it more and more like a cancer across our country.
That's Congressman Zelton, who is a Democrat congressman, calling out the anti-Semitism that has been embraced by the left. We've seen the same thing, this rise of anti-Semitism in Europe. And you're now seeing it rise as just kind of a acceptable talking point, apparently, among some, if not most, on the left. Now, they did finally call out Ilhan Omar for her outrageous behavior, but didn't take any action about her outrageously bigoted anti-Semitic behavior. And she's still serving on the Foreign Affairs Committee of the U.S. House, still has access to confidential, top-secret data and information as a member of Congress when she couldn't, on her best day, qualify for secret credentials if she was a regular citizen applying for a job with the U.S. government. That would be true of many, by the way, in the U.S. Congress. Lori Cardoza-Moore is the chairman of Proclaiming Justice to the Nations. You can go to PJTN.org. And Lori, thanks for being with us to kind of help add some insight into the rise of anti-Semitism, not only in Congress, but as we're seeing around the country in the leftist media and certainly in other countries as well. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you for having me on the show. And yes, this has been a growing problem for many years. As you know, we've seen it in the textbooks. We found it in a Williamson County textbook here in Tennessee back in 2012, and it is growing because of the content that is being pushed to our children. With regards to Omar, Nancy Pelosi needs to use her leadership to call on the resignation, to demand that Omar resign from her office. This woman is from Somalia. She is, let's look at the character of her. She is a faithful Muslim, true to the cause, but we can't forget what happened with Black Hawk Down in Somalia. Her views and her values do not reflect Americans. And it's up to Nancy Pelosi as the speaker, as the leader of the House, to demand that she step down. She is inciting violence, Steve. She is reciting statements that taken out of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which is a fraudulent piece of work that Adolf Hitler used to justify what he is doing. The Jewish community has put more into the United States of America, contributed more to the United States of America on so many levels. Look at Haim Solomon bankrolling, helping George Washington early on in our history. This is unacceptable.
Well, and she also has current connections in Somalia. She has met with senior leadership of the Somalia government. I think she has a family member who is a senior leader in the Somali government. This is a place that has been embracing terrorism for, as you mentioned, Black Hawk Down for a long time. It is a failed nation state, and yet her ties there would probably prevent her from being able to get security credentials. Yet she has access to our top security information as a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Absolutely. And you know something? She'll be the pipeline that all the information, all of our secrets will go through because she has no support of America. She doesn't love America. She didn't grow up here in America like you and I did, raising the flag on 4th of July. And it's up to us as Americans. I want to know where her constituents are, because it is unacceptable. We cannot tolerate anti-Semitism. We have been watching.
Unfortunately, I think she reflects the sentiments of her constituents. She is from the area of Minneapolis, Minnesota, where they have dumped literally tens of thousands of Somalis just like her, who have elected before her Keith Ellison, the radical Islamist who then became the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota. I think she reflects her constituency perfectly well. And to me, Lori, that's the bigger concern.
Yeah, it is, because that falls into the whole immigration issue. You know, it's interesting because CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, came out in her defense. That should be a red flag to all of us as America, or as Americans, because CARE, if we remember, was one of the unindicted co-conspirators in the largest terrorist fundraising operation in the history of the United States of America, Steve. What in the world is CARE doing in our government? We know with the last administration, with Obama, he brought them in. They need to be removed. They are not a legitimate organization. They are tied to the Muslim Brotherhood, and we do not support terrorism. And of course, CARE also has been involved in educating our children with our instructional materials across the United States of America. No, she has to go, Steve.
At the very least, the Democrats should be forced to remove her from the Foreign Affairs Committee. Let me ask you this, Laurie. The Jewish community continues to back Democrats like Nancy Pelosi, like the most radical leftist elements in the Democratic Party, despite their embrace of the anti-Semitism, despite their refusal to do anything about an Ilhan Omar or a Rashida Tlaib, who's the new Palestinian member of Congress from Michigan. Why do Jewish voters, and you work a lot with the Jewish community here in the United States, why does the Jewish community continue to vote for the folks that are the most vile and most destructive to them and to Israel?
See, this is such a great question because I get this question everywhere I go. And I will tell you that there are members of the Jewish community that do not align themselves with the more liberal-leaning members of the Jewish community who support the Democrats. I just interviewed Rabbi Menken with the Coalition of Jewish Values, who has formed a Orthodox Jewish Rabbi Leadership Organization out of Washington, D.C. They are now starting to weigh in on all the issues that we as conservative evangelical Christian Americans weigh in on. They are starting to try to influence their community. And I think with this most recent incident, it is causing the Jewish community to rethink their position. They are putting pressure. Even the liberal establishment is contacting Pelosi and the Democrats and demanding that they do something to rein this woman in. This is very dangerous. We are seeing the beginning of what happened before. All we have to do is go back to Germany and look at how things unfolded in Germany. We are walking down that same path, Steve. It is extremely dangerous. And with regards to the Jewish community, I think the reality, the writing is on the wall, and they're starting to see that the Democrats, not all the Democrats, are going to be loyal to them like this woman. And for Omar to go to list and put out an apology and then not even a half an hour later retweet a statement condemning Pelosi, that was a slap in the speaker's face.
Yeah, the speaker is I think getting, maybe she's starting to get her fill of the Ocasio-Cortezes and the Ilhan Omars and the others. Another issue that you've worked very closely, and again, folks, if you go to pjtn.org, Proclaiming Justice to the Nations, you can see some of the other issues that they're involved with, pjtn.org. Laurie Cardozo-Moore, their chairman, with us today. This boycott of Israel products has been something that you've been working against for quite some time. It's being pushed on college campuses. It's being embraced by the left. This anti-Israel, anti-Jewish agenda of using financial resources to try and bring them to their knees. What is the status of the anti-BDS legislation that's, again, being promoted by people like Omar?
Oh, well, absolutely. They're trying to stop these initiatives and undo the legislation that has been passed and resolutions. As you may recall, we passed a resolution here in Tennessee, and we are relooking at reintroducing that resolution. That resolution here in Tennessee, which ended up passing in another 13 states, we had 47 states, three countries contact us, because they wanted to introduce the resolution in their parliaments and in their state legislatures. So it is making its way. But that resolution exposes groups like CARE. It exposes groups like the Muslim Brotherhood, the Muslim Student Association, the Students for Justice in Palestine Association.
And these are groups that are calling for boycotting, divesting your investments in anything to do with Israel to try and, again, hurt Israel economically and try to kind of destroy their economy.
Sanctioning them. Yes, this is an anti-Semitic movement because ultimately the BDS movement's goal is to remove Israel, to make Israel Judenrein or Jew-free. This is what is inciting the violence. And when, of course, you know, we've been involved with the textbooks. We've seen the similar content that we've seen being taught on our college campuses. And by the way, Qatar is one of the worst when it comes to the curriculum and textbooks.
One quick final question as we're running out of time. I saw a story the other day that Israel is apparently on the verge of apparently scientifically finding a cure for cancer. Will the BDS, boycott, divest, sanction folks, will they let their family members die of cancer rather than using that horrible Israeli cure for cancer?
God forbid if they do. Yes, they should. They should boycott everything. Go ahead. Boycott the medicine, the technology, everything else too, Steve.
Yeah, don't be selective in what you're going to boycott.
Let
your family members die because you choose not to use that vile Jewish cure for cancer, which would be, maybe God's hand in the world. Revealing hypocrisy.
A blessing. That's right.
PJTN.org is the website. Lori Cardoza Moore with us to give a little insight into this whole anti-Semitism that's been embraced not only by the Democrats, but their refusal to reject it that perhaps speaks even louder. Lori, we'll catch up again soon, and appreciate you as always. Hey, we'll be back with more of the Tennessee Star Report. The battle over the wall continues. And here in Tennessee, some interesting legislation that is being pushed by various legislators. Maybe not getting as much attention by the Tennessean as it should. We're paying attention. We'll talk more in a moment. This is the Tennessee Star Report.